Psalms chapter 30. You got your Bibles? We're going to be in Psalms chapter 30 today. Amen. It's good to have Arlene with us. And so good to have her today. Amen. Psalm chapter 30. I hope you don't mind when I shed my coat. Actually, I don't care if you mind or not. I'm going to shed it anyway. Psalm chapter 30. Starting at verse number 1. I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought me up, my soul, from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, but I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but for a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thee thanks unto thee forever. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. I just pray now we might get something out of this message. Father, we just thank you so much for everyone who is here. I pray now that you'll continue to guide and direct us in all that we do and say. We just love you so much. We thank you for this church and the people who come so faithfully. We just pray now that you'll be with us. And I want to be a help to them today. I just pray, Lord, that you'll speak through me to the hearts of the people here. And we'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of this morning's message is Joy Comes in the Morning. Joy comes in the morning. Now, I believe what I'm about to say, everyone in this room can relate to this. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. It doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are. Every one of us can take and relate to this statement. There are times in our lives when things just do not go as we had planned. Have you ever been there? Have you ever done that? I have. You know, there are times in our lives that things just don't go the way that we planned. You know, there may be those who are here today who planned for your children to grow up and become successful doctors or lawyers or some successful executive. Maybe you've had plans for your life and planned them out that one day you would find Mr. or Miss Wright and you would get married and you'd live happily ever after. Maybe after retirement you planned on traveling to see the world with the one that you felt God had placed in your life. You know, we have all had great plans for our lives sometime, haven't we? I don't think there's any of us in this room that has not said, well, you know what, this is what I would like to do in my life. This is what I'd like to do sometime in my life. This is what I'd like to have sometime in my life. And I think we've all been there and said, well, you know, this is what I want to do or what I don't want to do. But Many times God has different plans than you or I do, and we did not want the things that happened the way they did, but that was God's planning. Things went south, so to speak, and we sat back and asked ourselves, well, why did this happen to me? In the passage of Scripture that we read, many believe that this psalm was written by David as a song of thanksgiving to God at the time of the dedication of one of his houses of cedar. But there's also those that believe that David had probably or was just recovering from very serious illness. And this is what I believe, is that he was very ill, and there may have been a plague going on at that time. We don't know for sure. But I want to look a little bit at Psalms 30 this morning and see what we should do when there seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. And I think all of us have been there, haven't we? Well, all of us say, well, you know what? There's just no use of going on. There's no use of keeping on, keeping on. And I know I do that many times. I think to myself, oh, man, why do I want to keep on going? You know, before I go any farther, make sure you pray, and I want you to write this down. Pray for the Delta and Bravo companies. They're going to be leaving this week, right? Or have they left already? What's that? Okay. They're going over to Afghanistan. They're local, that's local group. And they're going to be heading for Afghanistan. We need to take and really continue to pray for them as they're gone, and that nothing serious will happen with them or anything else. I just happened to think of that when I looked down and saw Kevin sitting there. I don't know why. But anyway, I could have thought of some other things, but I didn't. But I want to look at this psalm for a little while this morning, and I want you to put yourself into this. I did when I wrote this week, and as I was sitting there writing, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I could be there. I've been there. I've done that. I know what David's going through. And if you take a look at what's going on here, the first thing is this. In a time of distress, we need to call on the Lord. In a time of distress, in a time when nothing else seems to have help, we need to take and call on the Lord. I want you to look at these verses with me. Look at verse 1. It says, I will exalt thee, O Lord. Look at verse 2. O Lord, my God. Look at verse 3. O Lord. Look at verse 8. It says, I cried unto thee, O Lord. Verse 10, hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Look how David uses the wording in his prayer. Look at the wording that he's pouring out his heart and soul before God. He says, O Lord, thou hast lifted me up. O Lord, my God, I have cried unto thee. O Lord, thou hast brought me up, my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. Hear, O Lord, have mercy on me. Look how he's pouring out his heart and soul to the Lord as he's praying. In these verses, David is showing his people how he cried unto the Lord, how he had poured out his soul before an almighty God, for he had nowhere else to turn. There was nowhere that David could have turned but to the Lord. A while back, I preached a message entitled, Where is the O Lord in Our Lives? You know, many times when we pray, when we ask God to do something, I believe we pray commonplace. How many of you sit down to eat and you go, Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for the food that I just pray you'll nourish your bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. Right? I know I do it. I mean, it happens. You know, there are times in our lives when we need to get down and we need to say, "Oh, Lord, why are you allowing this to happen to me? Oh, Lord, what can you do to help me out of this situation? Oh, Lord," you got to pour your heart and soul into your prayer life. You know, I believe that there's many times that God does not answer our prayers because we're not praying the way we should. After, look at David. I mean, David, time and time and time and time again. Oh, Lord! You know, we need to realize that when we come to God in prayer, we need to do it so that He knows that we want something bad enough that He'll answer our prayers. Do you know that "Oh, Lord" occurs over 1,200 times in the Bible? 1,200 times. And each of these times, it is either someone who is either talking directly to the Lord, much as Moses did, or it's someone who is pouring out their heart and soul to the Lord because of something which had just happened in their life. You know, many times we have things happen and we don't understand why God will not intervene. Maybe it's because we're not praying right. He doesn't know how sincere we really are. We need to pray expecting God to answer our prayer. You know, let's look a little closer at what David's saying. "You lifted me up. I was down in the depths of my life and you lifted me up. You healed me. I was in distress. Physically, I could not go on anymore. You kept me from dying." That's why I feel that David had some kind of a disease of some kind or a plague or whatever. And God kept him from dying. He goes on to say, "I cried unto you and you heard me. I know that you're real because the minute I cried unto you, you heard what I was crying about." You know, when God answers our prayers, we need to thank Him for giving us His grace, His unmerited favor, to get us through whatever we're going through. You know, God many times will take us through the valley of the shadow of death, and we should fear no evil, for what? Thou art with me, right? You know, many times we go through dark times in our lives. Many times we go through things that we think, "Oh, I don't know why God is doing this to me. After all, I'm such a good person." Right? You know, why should I have all of this bad happen to me? You know, let it happen to Kevin or Victor or Jacob, anybody other than me, especially Jacob. But hey, anybody but me. Right? But yet God allows us to endure it. God allows us to go through it. You know, as I was thinking about this, I thought, you know, over my life, God's allowed me to go through a lot, an awful lot. And yet He's always got me through it. He's always got me through it. The second thing is this, is what do we do in times that are bad? When bad things happen to good people, what do we do? I'm glad he asked that question. Psalm chapter 30, verse 4, as it says, "Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness." You know, when things are not going the way that we feel they should, it's hard to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, isn't it? You know, if bad things are happening to you, it's really hard to go, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. It's hard to do that, isn't it? We'd rather sit back and go, "Holy, holy, holy," right? I mean, we don't sing praises the way we should because bad things are happening to good people. You know, What we need to realize is this. We need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord no matter what's going on. You know, you may be sitting here and saying, "Preacher, you have no idea how hard it is to go through what I'm going through." And you know what? You're absolutely right. I don't. However, I've went through some pretty deep things in my life. And I know what it's like to have problems. I know what it's like not to be on top of the mountaintop all the time. You know, are we singing praise to God and allowing us to go through what He has given to us? Are we singing praise because of the bad that's happening? Should we sing praise to that? I don't think so. But I think we should sing praise that God is allowing us to get through it. I think we should sing praise that God is allowing us to continue to get through what has been brought in our lives. You know, we don't have to sing to our troubles, but we do need to sing for who God is. You know, we need to sing, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. We need to sing that because He's the one who's allowing us to get through what we're going through. You know, we are all going through things in our lives which we don't like to go through. We're going to have disappointments and challenges which are going to test our limits. There will be times that we want to throw in the towel and quit. There will be those times that we need to remember who is in perfect control, and we need to sing praises unto Him. You know, it's hard many times when you're going through bad times in your life to just start singing praises. I get up every morning with a song, and I sing that song just about throughout the whole day. And you know, on days that I'm really having problems, it's hard for me to get up in the morning and sing the song that comes to my mind. It does. It's hard. Why? Because I don't want to sing. I just want to kick the dog. You know, how many of you have worked in an office before? You know, there was a secretary, and she was a secretary to a manager who was a secretary to the CEO of the company. CEO of the company came to the secretary, the manager, and was chewing her out because something was not done correctly. She went and chewed out the next lady in line because she did not do what she thought she was supposed to do. Well, this lady was so mad, she went down to the secretary of pool and she just chewed everybody out because things were just not the way they should be. Well, one of the ladies in the secretarial pool got home that night, and her little boy was sitting on the step, and she started chewing him out for everything there was under the sun. That little boy went up, and he kicked the cat. Now, if the CEO of that company would have kicked the cat in the beginning, all those other people would have been happy all day. Right? That's why Max hides under the bed all the time. No. But you know, we all are going to go through things in our lives that we don't like to go through. You know, we're going to have disappointments and challenges which are going to test our limits. You know, there will be times that we just want to say, "No, I'm done. It's over. Get somebody else to do it." But you know, we need to take and sing unto the Lord. The third thing is this, is we need to sing the Lord in our trials and disappointments. Look at verses 6 to 10. It says, "And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountains to stand strong, and thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication." What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. David told the Lord just exactly how he felt. He did. Look at verse 6 again. It says, and in my prosperity I said, I shall not be moved. You know, David is telling the Lord, hey, in the good times, I gave you praise all the time. I wasn't going to be moved about what I believed in. I was going to hold forth to the commandments. I was going to hold forth to your word. You know, it seems like when everything is going well, we worship the way we should. But you know, when we have enough money, our bills are paid, there's food on the table, gas in the car, everything is going good, everything is hunky-dory, so to speak, it's easy to say, boy, God, you're sure doing good. Amen? Hallelujah! Everything is copacetic. But what happens when there's not enough money for the end of the month? What happens when you get in the car and somebody forgot to put gas in it? I had a laugh. Denise and Scott, my daughter and son-in-law, bought a boat yesterday. And they took it out for the first time on the lake. And the guy told them there was about 7 gallons of gas in there. So they took off and they're going on the lake. They got about halfway in the lake and they ran out of gas. I said, what did that tell you? She says, I don't know what. I said, don't ever take anybody's word for anything. Make sure you check. She goes, yeah, I know. I said, how'd you get back to shore? Well, she said, we had trolling motor, so that worked pretty good. I said, good. But, you know, when things are going good and we're on the mountaintop, everything is great. And we're singing praises to God and everything is just going fantastic. And I know we've all been there. We've all been on the mountaintop where we're going, praise the Lord. Man, this is going great. Our health is good. We've got enough money to pay the bills. Everything is going the way we had it planned. And that's just what David was saying in verse 6. But you know, when we get to verse 7, things take a little bit of a turn. Look what he says. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. Whoa. David said in verse 6, he says, in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. I'm just praising the Lord. But then when you get to verse 7, he says, thou didst hide thy face. And I was troubled. What a turn of events. David realized that God had hidden his face from giving him all the blessings for some reason. David realized, for some reason, God had allowed trouble and discouragement to come into his life. You know, as I was doing this, I was thinking of Job. Think of Job for just a minute. We talked about Job last night. I preached on Job last week. And think of Job. Job was the richest man in all the East. Job was a righteous man. Job worshiped God. Job did everything he possibly could to please God. Didn't he? If anybody should not have had trouble come into his life, it should have been Job. After all, he even sacrificed for his kids. Job was a righteous man. Yet, God hid his face on Job and allowed Satan to take everything away from him. Take his health away from him. Take his children away from him. take all of his wealth away, take everything away from him. God hid his eyes on Job. You know, I got to thinking about that a little bit. And I thought to myself, you know what? If God hid his eyes on David, who was a righteous man, a man after God's own heart, if God hid his face from him, and he hid his face on Job. After all, Job 3:25 says, "For the things which I greatly feared came upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." Job realized that it had happened. The thing that he feared most in life happened. Everything was taken away from him. God hid his face on Job. Didn't give him the blessings that he had. The same thing happened to David. David said, "In prosperity I praised you. Then you hid your face on me. And the blessings stopped." I don't know about you, but I would never want to go through as much as what Job did. You know, if God hides his face on David, man after his own heart, and hides his face on Job, a righteous man, do you think that God may let a little trouble and disappointment come into our lives? I know I do. I went and I counseled with the pastor this week. This is what he told me. He says, "For 35 years I've been at this church, and things have went very good. We've never had any major problems. God has always supplied for our finances. God has always supplied for everything. And then it happened. They had some problems about 2 weeks ago." And he said to me, he says, "Brother Storm," he says, "I think we're going to have a church split, and we're going to lose half our congregation." They're running about between 600 and 700 every Sunday morning. He says, I said to him, I said, "Well, I've been praying for you, brother. I've been praying for you." He says, "And I appreciate it. But," he says, "you know what?" He says, "everything was going so good. And I had just written this message." And I went and I shared this message with him. And I said, "You know," I said, "look what David says in verse 5. He says, hey, everything's going good. Prosperity. Then God hides his face." He said, "Brother Storm," he says, "you have no idea, none, how glad I am I talked to you today." Because he says, "I was ready to quit." I said, "Over one little thing like this, you were ready to quit?" I said, "What in the world is wrong with you, boy?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I've been through this 3 times. I said, "I'm still going." I said, "It'll pass. Don't worry about it." I said, "You're sweating the little things in life." You know, what we need to realize is that when trials happen, we need to seek the Lord and pray, "Oh, Lord, help me through this or that." You know, things are going to happen to each and every one of us. There are bad things, there are disappointment, there's trials, there are tribulations. That's going to happen to every single one of us. It's going to happen. We're going to have to go through the dark times in life. You may have a loved one that dies. You may have a child that dies. You may have a child that's extremely sick and in the hospital. You may have something happen in your life that you don't like. You got to go through that period. But I want you to go back to verse 5. "For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, What's that next part? But joy cometh in the morning. You know, God will only hide his face on us for just a little while and allow sadness and grief for a season, but God does not want any of us to be in sadness. However, he allows us to go through it. You know, we will see his mighty ability to help us through what we're going through. You know, if you look at the middle part of that verse, it says, weeping may endure for a night. Have you ever noticed that when you're in bed at night, things are kind of run on fast motion, so to speak? And you worry about things that have happened that day, and they're worse at night than they are during the day? Have you ever ran in? I have. You know, last night I went to bed, and I'm laying in bed, and I mean, my mind was going 100,000 miles a minute, and I'm going, forget it, I'm going to get up. So I got up, and I went over my message again, went over my Sunday school lesson again, and I went back to bed, and boom, I went right back to sleep. Boom. Listen, at night is when things come back to our minds, and we dwell on them more at night than we do during the day. That's when the darkest times are in our life, believe it or not, is at night when we have time to just dwell on what we're going through. Many times it seems like God is so far away from us at night that he really isn't beside us anymore, but yet he really is. But you know what? There's good news. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. You know, when David wrote this, he realized that the night was there, the sadness would continue, the disappointment would still be there. However, the night was going to be passed, and joy will come in the morning. David knew that as soon as the sun rose in the east, it was going to be the dawning of a new day. And there would be joy when the sun rose up. In the days of David, what happened is when the sun rose up, the singers would start singing in the temple. There were hundreds of people who were singers, and they would start singing in the temple. And they sang all day long until the sun went down. When the sun went down, there was no more singing. There was no more joy. David knew that as soon as that sun came up, there would be singing again. That the joy of the Lord would be in the morning. You know, you may be going through a dark time in your life, but I guarantee that joy is going to come in the morning. You know, David had done everything that he could to help the situation. There's nothing else that he could do. He had went to the Lord in prayer. He had poured out his heart and soul to the Lord. But yet disappointment, trials still filled his life. But David knew there was a God who could do anything but fail. And he put his hope and he put his trust in him. You know, even though we may be going through some dark times in our lives, you know, it doesn't look like there's any light at the end of the tunnel, but remember, joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. As soon as that sun rises again, your heart and your life is going to be filled with joy. You know, it always reminds me of Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Listen, when we go through the valleys of our life, when the dark times of our life come in, we need to remember our good shepherd is walking right alongside us. It reminds me of the poem, Footsteps in the Sand. Remember that poem? And the guy says to the Lord, he says, Lord, he says, I'm looking back at these footsteps. And there's always two Seths until the deepest and darkest hours of my life. And then there's only one. Why did you leave me? What did Jesus say? I didn't leave you. I carried you. Wow. Listen to me. It doesn't matter how dark of time we're going through, the Lord's there to help us to get through it. But what does our joy bring? Look at verses 12 and or 11 and 12. It says, Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee. And not be silent, O Lord, my God. I will give thanks unto Thee. How long? Forever. You know, David said, bad things are going to come, but joy is going to come in the morning. His mourning or sadness turned into dancing. He was no longer sad. He was happy. He wanted to dance and praise the Lord for what he had just been through. It's always better to be happy and praise the Lord than to be sad and downhearted, isn't it? Have you ever had a pity party? I have. Oh, nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms. Little bitty gushy ones, great big juicy ones. See how they wiggle and squirt. You know, I'll tell you what, so many times we go and we have a pity party and we say, oh, nobody has ever had it as bad as I am. You know what I mean? But you know, David took off his sad clothes, his sackcloth, put on gladness. You know, it kind of reminds me of the show Pollyanna. Remember Pollyanna? I love that show. You know, Pollyanna, she was always the glad person. You know what I mean? I mean, she wanted to be glad all the time. She was glad about everything. And she turned the town around because of her gladness. You know, to the end, that my glory may sing praises to Thee and not be silent. David knew when his joy came to him once again, he would continually sing praises to God for who he was and what he was able to do. You know, when the darkness passes, and it will, when the disappointments are all gone, when the hurt is just a little bit better than what it was, we need to sing praises to God for what he did. I believe that God loves to hear us sing to him and sing praises to him. I don't know where anybody is today, and if you're going through some trials or dark times in your life, disappointments in your life, but I do know that the morning is going to dawn again, and joy will come in the morning. When the joy returns, make sure that you praise God for what he did to help you get through the things that you just went through. Make sure that you have gladness in your life for what he's done. Each and every one of us in this room today, I know, have went through some dark times in our lives. I know I have. And yet, you know what? It's just like the psalmist says, joy comes in the morning. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Father, I thank you for the promises you have in your word. We know that there's going to be difficult times that come for each and every one of us. I know that there's going to be disappointment, there's going to be trials, there's going to be tribulations in our lives. We're going to go through the dark times, but we know that joy comes in the morning. Father, help us to remember that we need to praise you in the dark times as in the light. Help us to realize that we need to take and praise you all the time. David went through many dark times, and he had many trials and tribulations, but yet he still praised you for who you are and what you did. I just pray now that you'll help us to realize that's what we need to do. With every head bowed and every eye closed for just a minute, maybe you're here today and you're saying, you know, preacher, I'm going through some real trials and tribulations right now. There's some things in my life that I'm really struggling with. Would you pray for me today? Is there anyone like that? Just raise your hand quickly, quietly. Hands all over the auditorium. God bless you. Yes. Thank you so much for being honest. Maybe you're here today and you're saying, you know, preacher, I'm not even sure that if I were to die right now, where I'd spend eternity. I'm not sure that I'm saved. Would you pray for me? Is there anyone like that? Just quickly, quietly raise your hand, put it back down. Father, you've seen the hands. You know the hearts. I don't know the hearts. I don't know what people are going through right now, but you do. And I pray for them, Lord. I just pray that as they're going through these dark times in their lives, that you can show them that joy comes in the morning. Help them, Lord, I pray. I know there's many that go through such difficult times. Help them, I pray, that they can get through them. Father, I just pray that you'll be with us, guide us and direct us in all that we do. And we give the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand, turn to hymn number 154.